Every problem has in it an opportunity that dwarfs the problem. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campbell, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. Every problem has in it an opportunity that dwarfs the problem. Every problem has in it an opportunity that dwarfs the problem. Now, what do you think that opportunity might be? What do you think that opportunity might be? Let's just take the word opportunity and say solution. Every problem has in it a solution that dwarfs the problem. When you don't know how to do something, you don't know how to skate, you don't know how to run, you don't know how to do mathematics, you don't know how to do a particular thing, and that's your problem. So you train yourself in how to do it. And then what happens to you? You not only can do what you have trained yourself in, but then you can become Einstein. You can become Einstein. You can become Carl Sagan. I don't want to be him. He's dead. Of course, Einstein is dead. But those are all great people. They had a problem. Einstein was kicked out of school. He wasn't recognized as a good student. He was thought, Edison the same way. They were thought to be poor students, mentally inept. And they were mentally inept to do the program the way the teachers taught it, which is true of most of our students in school. Most of our teaching, people will hate me for this, but most of our teaching is done by people who don't like what they're teaching. They're only teaching it because it is a way of making a living, and it is what they have been trained for. After they got there, they said, how many real teachers do you ever know? We've seen a couple of shows where a real teacher went the second mile with all of the students and helped them, not by being nice to them, but by expecting the best out of them and also recognizing what they did do and complimenting them for what they did do and encouraging them in what they did do to excel and become absolutely wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. You see, the teacher is not really just a teacher. The teacher is a divine being expressing on earth. Maybe you might like to say an angel on earth. Now, what is it, the bishop's wife? Mm-hmm. The angel came to visit the bishop. Now, he was just an ordinary man with extraordinary abilities, but an ordinary man. And he appeared in an ordinary way. If you had seen him, you would not have thought he was an angel, for sure. He was just an ordinary man. When he skated and ice skated as an angel, you thought, hey, he's good, you know. He's talented, you know. He's got all that ability inside of him. Man, what he took his lack of learning and made it a great opportunity and excelled beautifully as the solution. Now, poof, you say, well, he's an angel. He didn't have to. But everyone's not an angel who is doing that. Everyone who does not know how and excels is not an angel. They're beings who recognize there's a goodness within them, a possibility within them, an opportunity within them, the solution within them that is going to be fun. Every person who finds fun in doing whatever they do in life has found that they have the problem in it of the opportunity that dwarfs the problem. They have the problem with an opportunity in it that dwarfs the problem. The ability to be happy. Now, for instance, you go to a psychiatrist and you pay a very high price for his work with you, his guidance with you, and that's good. That's good. The higher price, the better. And when you are done with him, theoretically, you are a balanced person and you got your act together. Now, we don't charge that much, and we say all is in divine order, and you're a balanced person, and then you got your act together, you know, and a lot cheaper. But the psychiatrists are doing a good job. They're doing a good job with a lot of people who want to go and have it done in a professional manner. The psychiatrist does not take everybody. Oh, he takes everybody who can afford it. But if people can't afford it and they haven't got the ability to train with him and follow what he says, they don't take him. You understand what I just said? if a person comes to me and says, I want what you're sharing, I want to understand, and then I tell them and they won't listen, you know, then I want nothing to do with them. If a person comes to me and says, here's $100,000, I would learn everything you have. And I would say, please take your $100,000 and come and learn what we have. Then if what you have gained is worth $100,000 to you, then give us that $100,000. But after you have shown to yourself that you can do it. Well, hey, that's not a very cool thing. I mean, I might not have the $100,000 later on. If it is our money, if it is truly for us and meant to be for us, it'll be there and more. It always is. We do not want anything that doesn't belong to us. When people come to us and they ask for treatment, and then they say, why doesn't the treatment work? Well, have you made a contribution to the organization? Have you given anything of yourself to the organization except for complaining? And have you used our free, toll-free line to call in and ask for help and still not send anything in for help? Hey, that's okay. We're not asking for it. But I'm telling you, if you don't invest something in whatever you get from us or anywhere, you're going to have nothing. The great opportunity is there, but it's not yours if you haven't invested something in it. Now, for instance, if you don't invest your attention in the thought, I like me, 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 100 million times, you won't get the result. Well, what's the result of that? Well, the result of that is that you are a contented, satisfied being, and you are living a life that is filled with riches you never dreamed possible, and that everybody in the world deeply respects, admires, and loves you, and stands by your integrity, even when you appear to be doing things that are kind of strange, because you're being yourself and having fun. Now, are you ready for such an experience? Are you ready for such a direction in your life? Are you ready to be master? Are you ready for that opportunity, that solution to pop forth by your choice from that problem that bothered you? You said, I had a problem and I couldn't sleep at night. I couldn't sleep at night. I couldn't sleep at night. Hey, I can help you with that. Take a hammer. Plonk. You know, no. You couldn't sleep at night? You couldn't sleep at night? How long have you been not being able to sleep at night? Oh, for the last couple of years. Well, it's kind of tough, isn't it? Yep. Not being able to sleep at night is kind of tough. Well, now, will you do me a promise? If you do this promise for me, I will give you a gift that will be the most beautiful thing you ever had in your life. What do you want me to do? I want you, every night when you go to bed, to lay down and say, I wrap myself in my divinity and I sleep the rest of serenity. I am peace. I am peace. I am peace. I wrap myself in my divinity and I sleep the rest of serenity. And I am peace. I am peace. I am peace. I wrap myself in my divinity and I sleep in my serenity. I am peace. I am peace. I am peace. Now, you just say that every night before you go to bed, and it will become a habit to you. It will become a habit to you. I wrap myself in my divinity. I surround myself with my serenity. I lie down with my serenity. How do we word it?
I wrap myself in my divinity and...
We have it on tape here. And so serenity. You do that. Do that for 6 weeks. And then report back to me how your sleeping is. Now, I want you to report back to me how your sleeping is. I don't want you just to sleep. I want you to report back to me. Well, after 6 weeks, you never hear from them. Because they don't need you. Because they sleep good. They have no problem. And they don't ever think of coming back and saying, hey, that thing you gave me worked. That's a good program. And I'd like to say thank you. Yeah, yeah. I'd like to say thank you, you know. And I don't care. I do not get my money from the students. I do not get my money from the organization. I do not get my money from any one area or not. I am independently wealthy. And that independent wealth did not come from any one source. It came from every source under the sun, primarily me. Now people say, well, what about the big donations different people made to your organization? That's fine. That has been lost time and again. That has been used time and again. That has been invested time and again. It serves us no whit now. We have used it and invested it. Some people might say, well, I gave you $1 million, you know, and you put it in the bank and you invested it. Yeah. And how many millions of dollars have we spent? We have spent 3, 4, or more. And how much do we have in the bank? We have what we have. And the thing is, we live on what we live on. Now, where's more going to come from? How's it going to happen? You know, didn't you have it from this one source? No. If you were to look in our stocks and bonds, how many different stocks and bond investments have we had over the past 10 years, over the past 20 years, you know? That's an infinite number of sources that feeds our coffers, you know, and independently. We don't even know these people. We just have an investment in their corporations, and they donate their money to us and stuff like that, which is lovely, you know. You see, when you put these principles in motion, you have an opportunity that is so great, that is so fantastic, that is so glorious, it just lifts you right out of your socks. And you feel like you're 100 feet tall, and you feel that you can accomplish anything that you want to accomplish. However, if you say, I can't sleep at night, I can't sleep at night, I can't sleep at night, enjoy yourself. Enjoy yourself. I have no pity for you for proclaiming that which you say you don't want to experience. I have a wonderful dog. My dog is pure love. My dog does everything I want him to do. My dog is a joyous dog to be around. My dog makes everyone feel good. My dog is wonderful. And all dogs that I've ever had are the same way. All of my dogs are healing dogs. They look at anybody and you melt, you know. My dogs are loving dogs. They look at anyone and immediately they say, I want him, I want him, I want to take him home, you know. And this is how our life should be. Everyone should look at us and say, you know, I want to take him home, I want to take her home. She's wonderful, she's fantastic. Oh, if you were around my house, how different it would. Hey, you are around your house. You are around your house. Ellen told me that, Sylvia told me that she was in Switzerland and is in Switzerland right now. And she went to one of the meetings of the God Unlimited University of Healing group there. And there were maybe 10, 12 people there. And they went to the house of a person who is not a student, but has been attending their meetings. And so every meeting they have a discussion on the philosophy, on how they can make the philosophy more viable in their lives and how they can have a great time doing these wonderful things, you see. And last night, when they had their meeting, they didn't do that. They watched a movie, Seabiscuit. Now, if any of you have seen the movie Seabiscuit, it's a nice movie about a horse. And about a horse who went through some difficult times. And the trainers who went through difficult times. But they all came out ahead because they practiced love. Now, that's great. Now, if you had spent that hour and a half or 2 hours on Seabiscuit talking among yourself about using the principle, wow, you would have walked away from there flying high. But as it was, you walked away from there remembering the story of Seabiscuit. Now, I would like every one of our students to have their name be Seabiscuit. So when they walk away from a program, they think about Seabiscuit, you know. I would like every one of our students who go to any of our activities, who attend any of our seminars, who attend any of the group meetings, to walk away from that group meeting saying, wow, I am ready, I'm ready. The opportunity is dwarfing any problem I have. I am wonderful, I am divine. All is in divine order. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. Wow, 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 you know. And it's fantastic. And I told Ingeborg, my wife always liked to sit on my left side because I'm always gesticulating with my right hand. And wow, 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 wow. And whoever sits on my right side, if it were at a movie or anything else like that, they're getting a lot of attention. Hey, did you see that? Did you see that? You know, did you see that? You know? And you don't look to the left and say, hey, did you see that? Unless the only person you're with is on the left. But normally you do it to the right, but wow. Verstehen Sie?
Ja.
And sehr gut, yeah. Yeah. This is what life is all about. Living in the now. We only have so much time in which we can express our divinity. And that's this instant right now. Because the next instant, not here, the last instant is long, long since gone, but right now is the most monumental time of our entire life. And we want to enjoy it, wrap it up, have it, eat it, and go for it. I love you. 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 I love you.
Love you, love you, love you.
Broken record.